Now, my last guest this evening is Paolo Bray, who's the director at the World Sustainability Organization and Foundation. Paolo, thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So firstly, can you tell us about the World Sustainability Organization and Foundation?
Yeah, sure. The WSO and Foundation was created in 2008. It is based on my experience with previous project, the Dolphin Safe Tuna Project, for which I worked in the past 30 years. And that made me understand that certifications could be a very important tool to achieve tangible conservation results. And that's why over time with WSO, we launched and developed and managed two major certifications, Friend of the Sea and Friend of the Earth. The first one is focused on certifying products services which do not impact or respect the marine habitat. And Friend of the Earth is focused on products and services which do not impact the environment in general. At the same time, we also dedicate an important part of our margin, last year over 35%, to conservation projects and campaigns worldwide in over 40 countries.
And I know that you've recently published a paper then, and I suppose it looks at the SME's path to sustainability. Can you tell us a small bit about that paper?
SMEs are very important in the industrial structure to promote and engage to produce in a more sustainable way, be it with lower impact on the environment or lower impact or respect for workers and social accountability principles. And while they have different roles in different countries, because in some areas there are more small and medium enterprises, in others there are more bigger ones, they play a very important role, and they also have sometimes a harder time to develop sustainability policies and practices, because they can they influence less their suppliers, and so it is sometimes hard for them to be able to source raw materials or preprocessed products which are actually produced in a sustainable way, while bigger companies can influence more their suppliers and their own supply chain. Growing awareness worldwide on this subject, on environmental issues, and growing transparency, which is possible through internet and blockchain, etc., helped in recent years also the small and medium enterprises to go in the path of sustainability. And for certain aspects, this change process can also be somehow easier for them, because compared to bigger companies which need continuous supplies of a big amount of raw material or preprocessed products, smaller enterprises can more easily change their suppliers based on them having already certification of sustainability or some evidence of conformity to lower impact practices.
And Paolo, I suppose becoming more sustainable now and taking the steps to make a real difference, they're all hugely important issues and topics, I suppose, that the businesses are looking at. But can you tell us, what can SMEs do maybe to take that first step to become more sustainable?
The first step is to assess their own processing activity, their own production activity, being their service providers or product suppliers. And that's relatively easy now, because there are several methods and supporting service providers which can carry out that specific assessment and teach them how to, for example, improve their fuel efficiency or reduce their water footprint or their emissions. That's, let's say, relatively easy, even though it has some level of complexity, and it depends very much also on the type of activity that the enterprise is carrying out. What is much more difficult is instead, as I was mentioning before, to be able to understand how their suppliers of raw materials or even services. We're dealing a lot with our Friend of the Sea certification, also in the certification of marine shipping. So these smaller enterprises have less influence because of the lower amounts that they are sourcing on their environmental policies of their suppliers. However, by means of certifications, they can identify those that are lower impact or that provide some level of assurance about their engagement to reduce their environmental impact. That's why certifications play a very important role in this process. However, differently from, for example, organic certification, which is regulated by law, sustainability claims are still not regulated by law in most countries. So basically, anybody, any company can wake up in the morning and decide to claim that it's sustainable. And the level of monitoring at the governmental level is very low and very weak. And so this has led to a lot of misleading also for consumers and for the companies themselves, which also rely on these claims. We hope as WSO that as soon as possible, new regulations will be introduced at EU level for the different sectors to allow and authorize sustainability claims only when they are confirmed by a third-party certification. That means the certification must be carried out or be a consequence of an independent audit by a third-party certification body, and themselves have to be verified by the national accreditation bodies.
Just in terms of SMEs, you mentioned, I suppose, earlier that, you know, they mightn't have as much of an influence as bigger companies, but are there other barriers that SMEs face then when they're looking to become more sustainable?
From our experience, there are barriers like the cost. There are some certifications which are not accessible to smaller companies. What we have done is based our price list on the company revenue. So depending on the range of company revenue for the previous year, there will be different costs. And this makes the certification much more accessible. We are talking of a starting point for startups of about 500 euros, which is really accessible for almost any company.
That's fantastic. Paolo, it's been lovely talking to you and thank you for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity.